Greetings, it's Paige Estrutori from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Tuesday, November 26th, 2024. Let's glance through the noteworthy developments from the Australian financial industry. Our first story is about the rising millionaire count in Australia. A surge has been noted in the millionaire population, largely due to a rise in the value of homes, as stated in the Finder Wealth Building Report 2024. Almost 13% of Australians, roughly translating to 2.8 million people, have been classified as millionaires. Even though these figures declined to 1.1 million without incorporating the value of primary residences, they still reflect the vital role of strategic real estate planning in wealth accumulation. Switching gears to the superannuation sector, APRA has been intensifying its focus on super fund asset management. The attention on asset management follows HESTA's member compensation for unlisted asset repricing. Embedding stricter governance and improvements in fund management remains a priority for APRA, which recently voiced concerns over the compliance issues with investment requirement standards. Keep your eyes peeled for EPRA's soon-to-be-released findings for better financial management in superannuation. Moving on to corporate news, Bella Financial Group, abbreviated as BFG, has announced intentions to attain full ownership of Selfwealth. The acquisition plan entails buying every outstanding share at 25 cents each, putting a valuation of $57.7 million on Selfwealth. It is believed that such a strategic move will ramp up BFG's digital broking sector, enhancing scale and synergy. Lastly, a nod to privacy rights in the insurance sector. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, in short AFCA, recently upheld a claimant's right to privacy against Southern Cross Travel Insurance's data access practices. This notable case sets the stage for insurance companies to choose a middle ground between customer privacy and efficient investigation. That concludes our news wrap for today. To keep up with the latest in finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, folks.